So 2012, man. I can't believe it's all over.
It's not all over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's just another year, man.
It's the end.
You really buy into all this?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, what lies ahead is exciting and mysterious, but everything before is gone.
So you think everything as we know it will cease to exist?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I guess what the Mayan calendar says the end of the world is December 21st or something?
What are you talking about? I'm talking about February 4th, 2012, the day I got married.
This is Tech Bacon, a weekly conversation about the latest in technology, new media, and random foodstuffs. I'm your host, Scott Gold, and this is episode number
42.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We have been away for a little while. Welcome to Tech Bacon 2012.
Technical Bacon, as it is now being referred to.
I'm Scott Gold.
I'm Jamie Dooner.
And we are back. The bacon is back. I've been waiting to say that for like 2 months.
I want my bacon back, bacon back, bacon back.
Sorry we've been away for so long. We, you know, life got in the way, the holidays, sickness, a very Dooner wedding occurred.
There was a bachelor party in New Orleans.
There was a bachelor party in New Orleans, and we will discuss the food from New Orleans.
Yeah, we can't talk about that other stuff, man.
What? Hey. Shh.
nothing, Lauren.
So we're gonna mix things up a little bit in the Tech Bacon universe. We're gonna expand the show a little bit. We're gonna add some more flavor to the bacon.
Think of it as tech maple bacon.
or tech apple bacon.
I don't know if that is real.
Apple sausage.
There's apple sausage. There apple bacon. I don't know
turkey
how that
bacon?
Would work.
There is turkey bacon.
There's turkey bacon. There's beef bacon.
What?
Really? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there
really?
Is. Yes.
Have you ever had
it? You can get it at
bacon?
Trader Joe's. I've never had it, but it exists.
That is strange.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Interesting.
I've never tried it.
But we're gonna talk about technology as usual. And also we're gonna talk about some more entertainment based things.
Because I know more about that than I know about technical things.
Yeah, so we're going to open it up. It's going to be a little more fun show, and then obviously we're going to have the food. So we're going to dig in on the tech side to start it off.
Sounds confusing.
we're gonna play with the format. The format's going to be played with for a little bit. Biggest thing this week was, I would say, the release of the developer preview of Mac OS Mountain Lion. Is that what a mountain lion... Actually, you have seen a mountain lion.
I've seen a mountain lion twice.
Recently.
I saw one within the past 2 months when I was hiking. I was about 80 yards away from it, something like that. It crossed the trail I was on with my dog. My dog, who normally would sort of bark or something at something that far away, got low down to the ground and growled. And I was like, oh no, this is not good. And I started yelling and throwing rocks at it, and it ran away.
Now, the best part about this story for me is, so Jamie calls me after this happens and tells me about it, and I'm like, okay, great. And he's like, I'm leaving. I get a panicked phone call from his fiance, now wife, a couple hours later because she didn't think she heard from Jamie after the whole mountain lion incident. And so she thought,
I called
you did.
Her
no, you
right
did.
Away because I was sitting there and it had just left. And I was just sort of like, okay, I should really let someone know that there's a mountain lion near me. And just in case
something happens,
I don't make it back to the car. And I called the wildlife, whatever it's called, the Department of Wildlife.
Right.
And reported it to them. And then I called Lauren and told her, and then I guess I never called her back.
So she thought Jamie had
back
been
to my car.
Mauled by a mountain lion. And I'm like, no, yeah. I just texted with him like 5 minutes ago. I know he's okay. Unless it was a really smart mountain lion.
Right.
Mac OS, so easy, even a mountain lion can use it.
That's why they call it a mountain lion. Now, do you think that, what was the last one called?
Lion.
I think it's they've gone down in the majesty or the threatening the sort of threatening level of the beast.
Well, you can't. Where do you go from lion? I mean, lion is the king of the jungle.
They kind of
right.
They kind of messed that up.
You know, this is an incremental update because they did like leopard and then snow leopard, and this is lion, mountain lion now. I downloaded.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, not like a full, but it's
so it'll be
less than
saber-toothed tiger next time. Right, exactly. And then bones of a saber-toothed tiger. I don't know.
They, wow.
That's more intimidating than a lion, a saber-toothed tiger.
Actually, that would be a cool next operating system. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
But I wouldn't do that if I were them just from a marketing standpoint, because people will say, oh, they've gone extinct and all that sort of
right.
stuff.
Oh, true, true. Yes, all the bloggers out there would be jumping on that.
Correct.
Quickly. So I downloaded it at my office and installed it on a drive and played around a little bit with it. Nothing earth-shattering in it. A couple of key... Really, what they're doing with this thing is they're kind of merging it with the iOS.
Right.
Like they're really slowly kind of turning it into one almost.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's their overall grand plan.
Right.
I'm not sure. Cool features. There's a message center now, just like your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know how you get the notifications and all that stuff?
Yeah.
That built in right in the Mac OS now.
I like that.
Which is very cool. Mm-hmm. It shows up like on a sidebar instead of on the top, mm-hmm. but you get like little hover over notifications just like
nice
in the phone.
Right.
So that's, as far as features goes, that's great. And it's
no neat. More iChat, right?
Well, it's evolved
right
into iMessenger or Messenger. And that's the other big thing is it works with, iMessage on your phone and tablet.
Hmm.
So you can on your computer be chatting back and forth with somebody on their mobile device.
Right. But they have to have an iOS. Device.
Right, they have to have an iOS device.
Right.
So they're kind of keeping it all in their closed
right.
ecosystem. But Messenger app on the computer still works with AIM and Google Talk and all that stuff. So it's you can use it for those other things, but
right.
in order to go from people on the phones, you have to have the iMessenger
right.
service
right.
built in. I'm trying to think of what other really neat thing. You know, when you use Launchpad, have you used Launchpad at all on the new OS, it's you know, it brings up all the applications like iPad on the screen, you know, and you can swipe through them.
Yeah.
So now you have the ability to search through the apps, and that didn't exist before. So
nice.
Like, there's a little search bar at the top of it, and you can like type a name of an app and find it. That's nice.
Nice.
What was that? The print queue has been redesigned a little bit, which is nothing
right.
spectacular. What are the other big? I mean, those were the biggest ones. The notification center is the biggest one.
Yeah.
You know, they redesigned the accessibility section in system preferences,
mm-hmm.
which is nothing, you know, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, it just seems like a stepping stone update. It's almost like a 0.5
almost. The way
you
describe it, yeah, it sounds like just something that you would, like, why make it a big deal?
Right.
And
I'm sure they're going to charge people for it.
Software update. You know? Like, that's what it sounds like it should be.
Exactly. It seems like it should just be included in updates.
Right.
You know, like, the stuff is not, in my opinion,
they're really now I'm really angry they called it mountain lion because they're doing disservice to that great beast. They're not giving him the respect he deserves.
Well, but you know, to be fair, the mountain lion doesn't really have its own name. It is its derivative of lion.
Right.
So it's not, and it's really nothing like a lion.
It's not anything. Well, yeah, it's kind of like a lion.
Well, in that it's cat. A large
giant cat.
The king of the mountains.
King of the Southwest.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen a mountain lion.
Not in a zoo or anything?
Oh, maybe I must have seen one in a zoo.
Yeah. I saw one on a golf course in Durango, Colorado once, too.
Really?
My dad and I saw it, and we thought it was a German Shepherd at first, and it ran across the golf course about 20 yards ahead of us or something. And my dad says, "Jamie, get in the golf cart," as if we're going to outrun a mountain lion in a golf cart.
You should have started, you know, trying to hit it with the golf balls.
That would have been, oh yeah, like when you're at the driving range and you're trying to hit the cart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what happens in the Southwest.
If golf clubs would be a good thing to have though, if you were approached by a mountain lion, because you The best thing you can do if it's close to you is have several points out in front of you. So if you had two or three golf clubs creating three different points, it will get confused.
Oh, really?
That's why lion tamers use a chair.
Oh.
Because they get confused by the bottom of the chair.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
So if you had one of those golf bags that props itself down with a little tripod, you just turn it around and point it at the mountain.
Or you can just take out the golf clubs themselves.
Right. And wave them around like a crazy man.
Yes.
I wish everyone could see what I was doing right now.
Yeah, he's waving it around like a crazy man. Yeah, he does look like Tevye.
So a couple other features. The notes feature on the phone. You know, there's the notes app on the iPhone.
Yeah.
There's also now a notes app.
Oh, the reminders?
That also exists now in the OS.
Oh, I like that.
So it syncs through iCloud and everything.
I'm
that's
a big
really
fan
nice.
Of the reminder thing.
So that's really nice.
Yeah.
They renamed the address book and iCal to contacts and calendar to match with the phone. You know, so they did that. Let's see. There was an... Oh, another thing was the AirPlay mirroring.
Mirroring. You sound like a mountain lion trying to say mirroring.
If a mountain lion was trying to talk.
Uh-huh.
So what this allows you to do with Apple TV, you can take your whole desktop and throw it up onto your Apple TV.
Okay.
So your whole screen, and you can pull up Word docs or movies or anything.
Interesting.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how practical it is.
Well, once
good
they release actual televisions, that'll be better.
Oh, Apple television. Yeah. Well, then it's going to just be built in. You can throw your computer up to the TV. Yeah, that makes sense. That's true. And that's probably where they're going with that. Another thing they did was they dropped Mac from the name of the operating system.
It's
now just called OS X. Mountain Lion.
Huh.
Yeah. So that is interesting. I think that's
weird.
I think that's what they called it. Wait, let me just confirm that. OS X Mountain Lion. So they're really just merging these two OSs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's my prediction. Here's my mark it down right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my prediction. The next version of the iMac. I think we're going to see the next version of the iMac
have a touchscreen
within a year. I think it's going to be touchscreen and mouse centric. I think it's going to be some sort of, and HP's already been doing this, and I think this design is going to, I think Apple's going to use something similar to this. It's going to be some sort of screen that slides in front of you, so you can use it as a touchscreen, and then you can put it back up if you want to use it with a mouse and keyboard.
Oh, I see.
So basically, it's like on a sliding track.
Right.
You're looking in front of you, and then you would slide it down so it's below you, and you could use it as a touchscreen, and then put it back. That's my prediction.
I don't know if I like that.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, I not that I don't like your prediction.
Right.
I don't know if I like
that concept.
Yeah, because...
Because you're not, you don't want to use a touchscreen in front of you. Your hand gets tired, you know?
Yeah, like, but I always use a touchscreen like in front of me like that. It's
but
rare.
You know, you hold it like down and kind of angled, but not directly in front of you.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that, but I also don't put it directly flat on the...
No, I think it's just going to be like an angled
thing,
okay. Just
like
lower to the desk.
Right. Okay, I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like almost like when you have your iPad in your iPad 2 in the magnetic cover.
Correct.
And you can do the lowest setting on the desk.
I see, yeah.
I think that's what it's going to be.
Okay. Oh, then that makes sense.
That is my prediction. So we shall see if that happens.
The great gold predicts.
I see. What was the Johnny Carson character?
That
I just totally
date
myself.
The amazing Kreskin.
Was that what it was called?
Kreskin, I think.
Kreskin?
I think so.
Yeah. Interesting. And I half.
And the,
no
the answers were always hermetically sealed in a jar on Funkin' Wagnall's porch.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's
Funkin' Wagnall of the encyclopedia.
That is very
that
funny.
Bear their names.
That don't exist. Do those even exist anymore?
I have no idea.
I wonder if there's a website. I wonder if
we had Funkin' Wagnall encyclopedias, and then we went to Encyclopedia Britannica.
Went to Encyclopedia Brown? What was
and then, yes. Oh, man, those books were good. And then we didn't need encyclopedias anymore.
I know. Very sad. Now we just have Google.
Now we have Wikipedia, which is not as trustworthy.
Not as accurate at times.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so that was the big news out of Apple. Another big thing coming out of Apple are all these rumors about the iPad 3.
And what are those rumors?
The rumors are that there's an iPad 3.
What are the guesses, the predictions?
The two biggest predictions are that it's a higher resolution screen.
Okay.
And that it's going to have a quad-core A6 processor.
Okay.
So faster and a better screen. Nothing's really come out that it's going to be thinner or lighter or any of that stuff, but it may be. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, nobody's sure. It looks like we're going to see an announcement soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's either in, I would say probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to see an iPad announcement. So, exciting to see what that's going to be.
Yeah.
I read a crazy, crazy statistic, and they showed a chart, which just kind of blew my mind. The iOS devices, particularly the iPhone, has sold something along the lines of, and the statistic is not exact accurate, but in the vein of like 10 times more devices than Mac computers have ever sold since the 80s.
That makes sense.
In 4 years.
That makes sense, though.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, and they show this chart, and the graph like shows, you know, Mac OS, and it's like this gradual climb, and then it shows iOS, and it's like...
But it makes sense because they're a lot cheaper. I mean,
true.
Compared to their home computer compared to other home computers,
yes,
are really expensive.
Expensive, yeah.
And so are their phones, but that's you're down in a at a different level,
right. Well, I mean, Mac OS never became an OS of the masses, never became Windows, but right. iOS has become the Windows of the phone world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of Windows.
Yes. Good segue, sir. Speaking of Windows, so Windows 8's on the verge of coming out with their public beta, and this is going to happen pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
They may have announced the date, but I can't remember what it is, and I will be too sure to be downloading that as soon as it happens. But so their public beta is about to come out. They released what their new logo is going to be, and for some...
Can I guess what it is?
Sure.
A picture of a window?
You're pretty close. As it's always been. They went to the minimalist form like they have for the whole Windows 8. I mean, it's like the Windows phones, you know, where it's those very minimalist blocks. And so the logo is just minimalist four-pane window with the word Windows 8.
And so why is this news?
I know. It's not. That's the weird... Everybody's like up in arms about this. Windows had such an opportunity to rebrand themselves and blah, 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 dee, dee, blah. They don't need to rebrand themselves. They're Windows.
No, but there's been a couple instances in the past couple of years where people remade their logo really simply, and like the Gap was a famous one. If you look at how they changed it, they did a terrible, terrible job. It looked like, I mean, something
true.
I could have done
with
no graphic design knowledge whatsoever.
This has design elements
to it. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not...
It's angled, it's not, you know, and it's...
I think they should have, every time the logo comes up, you see something different through the window.
See, now that is brilliant, Jamie D. Seriously, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, every time it came up on your screen,
through a different window all over the world.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't do something like that.
It does. Redmond, Microsoft, are you listening? Jamie Dooner just saved your company.
That wouldn't save their company.
Mm-mm.
They don't need saving.
Not yet.
Yeah.
This Windows 8 is going to be, I played with like the preview that they put out. Uh-huh. It is so different than anything they've ever done. It's
how?
Have you seen the Windows phone? I mean, you've seen the commercials, I'm sure, and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what it's like, but for a computer. The desktop is gone. It's completely different.
Weird.
Like, they really just drastically took a leap of faith with this new concept. I don't know. And it's going to be the same. Like, their whole thing is, it's going to kind of what Apple's doing. It's going to be the same across all the platforms, across the tablet and across the phone and the desktop and all that stuff. So,
That's interesting.
But yeah, all this hubbub about the logo. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the internet, Scott.
I know. Slow news week. They had
but people focus on things that don't matter.
Often.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot on the internet. It's just another thing to rage about.
True. True. And something that people rightly raged about was also going on in the past couple of weeks.
The machine?
The raging against. There's an app called Path out there for mobile devices. And it's a social networking app. It basically very similar to what Timeline is on your Facebook page now. Uh-huh. That's what Path is in its whole.
Okay.
Like, it kind of tracks your path through life.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? So their big thing that came out was that they were, when, as soon as you launched the app, they were uploading your entire address book to their servers to match and find your friends and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Blah.
Without your permission.
Without your permission. And that's what the big deal was. Like, right. Facebook does that. Twitter does that. There's a lot of apps that do it. Most of them ask you.
Yeah.
And in order for them to work properly, you need and most likely you want that functionality. The biggest problem was that it just did it as soon as you launched the app. That was the huge problem.
Right.
And, you know, they apologized. And I got to be honest, a lot of these companies, you know, some people are malicious. I don't think these guys were being malicious. I think no, it just was...
They just went down the wrong path.
<Ba-dum-bum>. But these are new, like, all these social networks and stuff, this is all relatively new. It's a new, you know, business model. It's a new world. People are still learning what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. Should they have thought about this? Yeah, maybe, but...
Well, for sure. They definitely made a decision...
Oh, absolutely.
To not have
but I don't think
say, yes, you can use my address book.
Right. And I don't think it was malicious. I think it was, you know,
I mean, and they could be coming from the point of view that, of course, we want...
That's how, like, our app works.
That's how everything works. Like, why do we have to go through that step every time? We shouldn't have to.
Right.
By purchasing this app, you are...
Right.
Allowing us, you're saying you allow us to do that.
To me, it's just the same as I just signed up for a Gmail account and I put my email addresses in the address book.
Right.
What's the difference? It's not stored in Google servers.
Right.
The same thing.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know. But the transparency, and I think we're seeing it a lot more and more, where these companies are now starting to realize you got to be transparent with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're going to get busted. You're going to get busted. And you know, luckily they remedied it fast. They're going to be fine, but, you know, something like this could take a company out of business.
Sure.
You know, if the press is bad enough, which this was pretty bad, but, you know, luckily they're okay. And I don't think it was malicious. I really don't. They, you know, and all this information came out and they said, funny enough, the company that's best about this is actually Facebook, that protects you the most.
Huh.
All these security concerns about Facebook and regarding an issue like this, number one, best protection. Facebook.
Hmm.
They ask you everything along the way.
Yeah.
Your stuff's completely encrypted.
Yeah, you always have to accept, like, you know, even though those, like, stupid little quizzes or whatever. I don't, you know, where sometimes I do want to know which Muppet I am or who I would be on Happy Days.
But then, and wait. What is the answer?
Well, I'm obviously Fozzie Bear. Obviously. I didn't go to the Happy Days one because I didn't want it to rifle through my contacts.
Right.
But yeah. I'm obviously Fonzie.
Obviously.
No, I'm probably Potsy or Ralph Mouth.
I could see Ralph Mouth.
No, that's an insult.
It's not an insult. Donnie Most, great guy.
That doesn't. Yeah, I feel like calling someone Ralph Mouth is an insult.
Was he an insult? You know, I
Potsy was the idiot. Ralph Mouth was just kind of. He was like the overbearing
comic
friend.
Relief.
He was like the Eddie from Leave It to Beaver of the Happy Days gang.
Maybe.
It's a little overbearing.
Yeah. Right?
Who do you think you would be on Happy Days? Joni.
No.
I took one once that was, which John Hughes character are you?
Oh, I did that too.
And I was very excited because I was like, oh, I'm obviously, I always thought I would be Ducky from Pretty in Pink.
Right.
Or maybe Anthony Michael Hall in The Breakfast Club.
Right.
But I ended up being Cousin Eddie. Randy Quaid from the Vacation movies.
That's really
and funny. I was just like, how did it come with that?
That's awesome. That's very funny. I don't. I did that one.
I mean,
too,
I do eat Hamburger Helper without any meat in it.
So, and that's thus you are a crazy guy trying to seek asylum in Canada.
Yes,
right. Isn't that what's happening with
I think
Randy
so.
Quaid these days?
He like, he ran out on some hotel bills or something, right?
And like. Went to a house that he used to own and like acted like he was still living there when there were other people living there.
Weird.
Poor guy. Very strange. All right. So that was all the path stuff.
That's Quadesy.
Quadesy?
Like crazy?
Oh. Oh.
Bad. No?
No. No. In the Android world, there is this...
Bleep, bloop, bloop.
Hello, Mr. Android.
You mean like actual Androids, but or in the or the
in the phone,
phone
Android okay. world? Because no. I wish there was stuff in the actual Android world.
Yeah, me
world.
Too. Oh, there was. There was a thing. There was a the first man robot handshake in space.
Oh, you know, I think I saw something
that was
about
on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Oh, is that where?
I saw it? Yeah, that's where I saw it. That's where I got all my news.
That's probably where I saw it too.
But yeah,
Seth Meyers.
So that's interesting.
That is interesting. That is interesting. But this, I was referring to the phone, the phone Android operating system. So Samsung came out with this new phone called the Samsung Galaxy Note. And what differentiates this phone is it's a lot bigger screen than anything we've seen. I mean, it's like a mini tablet, really. It comes with a stylus in the side, so you can actually like take notes on it. That's the whole concept, that you can like take notes on it.
So it's like a Palm Pilot.
Yeah,
a fancy Palm Pilot.
And it's a phone. The thing is, this thing's big for a phone. Like, I saw pictures of it. Holding it up to your ear, it like takes up the whole side of your face. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's like an old phone.
Yeah,
an
I mean, cell phone. Like, why, you know, as a phone, as phones go, I don't know. But it was like kind of a mini tablet. It's novel. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the actual, like, apparently the note-taking is very precise. So it's like writing on paper.
Okay.
So you really can jot down a lot of information. You can draw on it. You can, you know, you can use the stylus for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I find the stylus thing really interesting because obviously that was in the past, everything had a stylus, right? And then Apple came along and they said, no, we're going to go all touch.
Right.
But, you know, one of the biggest selling accessories at the Apple stores
is the stylus
are the stylus for the iPads. Yeah. They're thick and they have like a, whatever materials on the end works with the touch screens. And I know a lot of people who like those, you know, which is interesting. I wouldn't have saw that coming.
Right.
That people actually like using
the stylus.
Those.
Yeah.
But I guess someone that's on it all day and using your finger, it could get tiring.
I know like my buddy Yehudi sketches. So he, I'm sure.
Something
he,
like the Note, he would probably love.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to do that.
I mean, he has a, I don't know.
No, a sketchboard. But it's just something to have with you all the time, though.
Right.
You know, you're not going to always bring your paper sketchbook with you all the time.
Right.
But it's interesting. I don't know if it's gimmicky and it's something like that could take off or
who knows.
Would you buy? I wouldn't buy something like that.
I don't use it enough to take notes or anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I
guess maybe as a student or something.
Yeah.
One would,
I can understand why if I, it, you know, like maybe if it was a work thing or something, but
it's very specific.
Yeah.
Like when
I don't use my phone or my iPad for anything of note that really requires
that kind of
stuff. That would require a stylus.
Right. Yeah. Very interesting. It's just having it as a phone is odd because it's big. It's big and it's big in the pocket and it's big on the face. I mean, you see these pictures of, you got to go online and like someone's holding it to their face. It's like the whole side of their face. You know, they're holding up this huge brick.
Right.
You know? But they're out now. If anyone's interested, you can buy it. I think it's on AT&T, Samsung Galaxy Note. Curious to see if we see any more versions of the Galaxy Note. We shall see. Let's see. What else was going on in the world of technology? One other little thing I'm going to talk about. There were some other things. But so there's this new social networking site called Pinterest.
Right.
P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T.
I've seen a lot of people using it on Facebook, but I don't know what it is.
So here's what it is. It's basically a virtual pin board.
Okay.
So you go to, you see a website you like, and you have a little link in your shortbook and say, pin this to my Pinterest account. And it takes like a picture, and then it shows up in your account. When you're viewing Pinterest, it's just images. It's just scrolling through images. You know, you're not looking at posts or comments or anything like that. You're looking at a recipe or a cool vacation spot or whatever, and it's all visual.
Okay.
So it's just this big pin board of pictures that you're looking at, and you scroll through
it. But is it actual photographs? Some of that, but it's of other websites?
You're clipping from websites, basically. So clipping a recipe or clipping a vacation spot or clipping a cool picture, clipping a cool article, you know, all those things. So it's not a stream of status that people just like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
This is interesting. And you follow people like a Facebook kind of thing. It's kind of fun. You can kind of get lost in it. What I have found, though, is I would say about 95% of the people that post on there are women.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. It's all women.
It's a pin board.
I guess, does that make it?
Well, I mean, like, think about the pin board in your house growing up, or the cork board.
Right.
Who put stuff on there?
My mom and sisters.
Exactly.
And they had one in their room, too.
Exactly.
That is true. That is very true.
Women. They like to pin things.
I pin it on them. I don't know. Well, I don't even know what that was.
I don't know what that meant.
Me neither. You know, it's still kind of a beta. It's an interesting concept, though, because it's just a pared down social network. There's, you know, it's just
I use Instagram, which is very pared down. It's just pictures. So your friends, you know, it's just whatever pictures your friends are taking, and you can like it or comment on it. But that's all it is pictures.
Let me ask you a question. I don't use Instagram. I've seen it. Obviously, people use Instagram and post it to their Facebook accounts all the time.
Yeah.
Take cool pictures. There's neat features and things. Our own Brian Bishop did a little preview of the new version on The Verge, so you can check that out there.
Nice.
On the website for Instagram, do you use it?
I've never looked at the website. I just use it on my phone. Yeah.
And so it just, you follow people, like a Facebook kind of thing, and you just follow their photos.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. So, and I assume their website.
And it shows you. It shows all of your friends, like, like what pictures you've liked. So, if I like a picture of yours, then one of my other friends who doesn't know you can see that picture.
Okay, got it. Interesting. I like that.
So, no naked pictures on Instagram, Scott.
I will not be using it.
I gotta say, like, there keep being these scandals where politicians.
There's like tweeting their
naked
genitals
pictures of themselves. Like, I am so glad that I have never felt comfortable enough with my own body to take a naked picture of myself and put it on the internet,
or just text it to somebody.
Yeah, just because it's terrible.
Yeah,
what a terrible thing to do.
I mean, yeah, people are just wanting to get caught.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Uh huh.
They have to be. I mean, they just. Yeah, some sick, weird grab for attention.
You know what's weird on Facebook is the thing where people tell you what articles other people have read on Washington Post or New York Times or whatever. I kind of like it, but it's also one of those things where it's like you see sides of people that you didn't know existed. So it'll be like, you did not do this, but I'll use your name as an example. I'll say, like, Scott Gold just read Jennifer Goodwin's Sexy Legs at the whatever premiere, you know, whatever.
Right.
Not that you wouldn't read that, but yeah, it's just weird. Maybe like I you would. See people looking at gossip and that sort of stuff. It strikes me as odd.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I mean, I have it enabled on my Yahoo News.
Uh-huh.
And I have the option to allow it to post or not.
Oh, I see.
When I'm on the page, it says, do you want to share this or not?
Right.
Sometimes there's just, you know, your curiosity gets the best of you on a weird news story. And you're like, I don't want to share this with them, you know?
Right.
But for the most part, I have found interesting articles from my friends that discovery tool.
I have found interesting articles from you specifically.
See? Look at that.
But,
interesting.
Maybe I'm just embarrassed about what I read on the internet and wouldn't want
to
share.
I think you just need to go with it. You just need to go with it and let it, you know, everyone knows Jamie Dooner. They're going to be like, oh yeah, Jamie read that. That makes sense. I don't think there's anything you could read online that anyone I know would be like, Jamie's reading that? No way.
Well,
because you're so eclectic and
white supremacy groups. I'm joking.
You are very joking. Right. Those.
Exactly right. No, stop. I'm joking.
Door, right behind you. Out of here.
Bye.
This is not that kind of podcast.
No. Those podcasts probably exist, though.
I'm sure they do, and that is scary.
But. And they're probably terrible sound quality.
That's the only thing bad about them.
Well, no, but I'm just imagine how tinny and terrible those podcasts sound.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they're horrible. Just as horrible as what they're saying.
Yes. Well, we're talking about technical stuff here.
Right. This is true. This is true. They technically are horrible people.
They're a bunch of beep.
Correct. All right. So let us move now to the new portion of our podcast. Dun, dun, dun.
There's a mystery podcast?
No, that'd be fun, though. Like, yes. If we actually did a mystery and had
it was a dark and rainy night.
I don't know what that
there
was.
There was explosions in the sky.
That's a ghost.
A ghost was killing a dog.
We're not going to get
the
this.
End.
thank you very much. Thank you.
There was no mystery there. The mystery was that we kept it going.
Right.
That didn't make sense. All right. So, what is our new segment, Scott?
Well, Jamie, I think we're going to talk since music has been in the air the past week or so. I think music is a good jumping off point here.
Okay.
In the music world, lots going down. We had the Grammys going on.
Yes.
And we had
the Gramophone Awards.
The Gramophone Awards. Well, let's talk about the Grammys. Let's get a little discussion about the Grammys. Did you watch the Grammys?
I sort of fast-forwarded through it.
Through the performances?
No. Mostly through the speeches.
In between, right. Which there weren't very many of, actually.
Now, that's something I like that they've done in the past few years. They sort of made it a concert.
Yeah, and there's basically like four interludes where they talk.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things I would like to see, just categories I'm a little more interested in than what is presented. But those are all... You know, specific things, but yeah. I mean,
it's the Grammys. What were the highlights? Well, actually, you know, just before we even talk about the performances, on a production level, technical level, I thought this was one of the first times where they actually had the sound right
for the most part.
But yeah. Just in general, it sounded like a recorded concert. As opposed to a recorded award show, which they normally sound horrible. The vocals are buried underneath the music. You can't hear very well. This sounded like, you know, a DVD concert that you would buy, you know?
Yeah.
Which I was impressed by.
Uh-huh.
So I hope they continue on that realm. But highlights for you as far as performances go?
I liked Adele.
Shocking.
As does everyone.
Everyone in the world likes Adele.
I really liked the Alicia Keys, Bonnie Raitt,
duet
of the Etta James song. That was
nice. That was very cool.
I think that's about it for highlights for me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, everything else was, some of it was perfectly fine. Bruce Springsteen was fine, and it wasn't anything special. I've seen him do special things.
Right.
That was not one of them.
Right, it was just a
Foo
solid.
Foo Fighters were fine. I've seen them better. But yeah.
What about the awards themselves?
You know, Adele won everything, and that was expected.
Yeah,
I
like
the Bon Iver one. I like Bon Iver a lot.
Yeah, I mean...
I wish he would have performed.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised that they didn't do it. But because, you know what's interesting about Bon Iver is live... Did you see him live with us?
Yeah.
We were all there. Live is way more
energetic and powerful.
Than you would think.
It's powerful both ways, but...
But recorded, it's very mellow.
Yeah.
But when you see it live, there's this electricity to these guys when they perform.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing. They're playing the songs that you know, but there's
just so much
energy to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it's a lot of energy. It's not. You're not gonna fall asleep like Justin Timberlake did on Saturday Night Live.
That was really funny.
Which is kind of a brilliant.
Yeah. That was great.
Brilliant sketch. I thought I was really impressed with that little Civil Wars
intro. Yeah,
that's a great group.
Yeah, they're great.
You know, have you heard that whole album?
Uh huh.
The Blood and Wine is what it's called.
I don't know, but I think that's
what it's called.
It's solid.
Really, really good. I mean, and for the 45 seconds or whatever that they played, it was really impressive.
Oh, you know what else I liked was the whole sort of like country block where it was Alison Krauss and then
the Glenn Campbell
Blake
thing?
Shelton and yeah the and then Glenn Campbell. I thought that was all very solid.
What did you think about the Beach Boys thing? It was kind of neat to see them all up on stage together.
Yeah. I don't like... I like Brian Wilson, but I don't like the other guy. There's no logic to why I don't like him. The guy with the hat.
You just don't like him.
He's always seemed like a
the other lead singer guy.
Yeah, I'm he's always seemed like a name, douchebag to me.
Yeah, he comes off that way.
And so I've never liked him. You know?
Right.
Like Brian Wilson looks like, you know, he just got smacked with a fish, and the other guy... The other guy looked like he just smacked Brian Wilson with a fish.
Right, right. He looked like he wanted to get into a fight with somebody.
Right, yeah.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Do you think... it's so weird with the Grammys. Do you think they're relevant these days? As far as...
I don't know that they've ever been totally relevant.
I felt like they used to be.
Sometimes they do. It's been a while. It's like the Oscars. It's like sometimes they hit it. I think they hit it with Adele, of course. That sometimes they get it right.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, I'm just saying based on sort of pop culture in general.
Right.
You know, Arcade Fire won Album of the Year last year, which I loved, but I don't know if that's totally representative of culture as a whole.
But are the Grammys supposed to be representative of culture, or are they just supposed to be recognizing quality, you know?
Well, yeah, they are. You're right about that, but the problem is they normally don't. In my own personal opinion.
Right.
It's
A lot of times they don't.
Yeah. They tend to reward stuff that maybe just for its popularity.
Sure. Sure. And it shouldn't. Although sometimes they go the complete opposite for no logical reason.
Right. When like Herbie Hancock won Album of the Year a couple of years back.
Or Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. Yeah. And or when Jethro Tull won the first heavy metal Oscar.
Right.
Or.
Oscar. Grammy.
That's what I meant. I wish there were heavy metal Oscars.
I would watch those.
Anvil would win every award.
I'm trying to think of anything else that stood out for me on the awards. I liked
Dave Grohl's speech was good.
Yeah.
Although he backpedaled a couple days later.
Did he really?
Yeah, because he said... Because all these sort of electronic artists that he's liked and all this sort of stuff said, well, you know, we're kind of like, what the hell?
Right.
Basically, he said, we recorded this in my garage. And,
right. Shows that you don't need.
Shows that you don't need electronic stuff to, like, the most important stuff is to train your voice and to learn your instrument.
Right.
And in making music, not in the world.
But sometimes electronic is your instrument.
Well, no. So what he came back and said is like, what I meant was that I don't like when people sort of cheat to have a perfect voice.
Right.
And when that, he's like, that is totally uninteresting.
Sure. And they do that a lot with pop music.
Oh, they do it a lot. It's terrible. For the most part. You know, sometimes something interesting comes out of it, but...
Sure, but well, a lot of times they are just using it to put somebody in key.
Yeah, exactly.
They're actually tuning and tweaking the someone's voice.
What was your least favorite thing on the Grammys?
Oh, interesting. Least favorite thing was the Coldplay Rihanna for me. I thought that was terrible. I like Coldplay. I like Rihanna. First of all, it felt ridiculous that they're performing together because they didn't really perform together.
I honestly fast-forwarded through that.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was boring.
My least favorite thing was Chris Brown.
Oh,
I thought that was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nicki Minaj thing was terrible, too.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, too.
Like, the whole controversy for the sake of controversy thing is ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that... I mean, like, is it really that controversial to, like, make fun of the Catholic Church or to about exorcism and all that stuff? Yeah, like, is anyone really offended besides the Catholic League itself, you know? I mean,
I'm sure some people are.
It's just one of those things. It's an easy, like,
right.
Say something hard. Don't say something easy.
Right. You want to make a statement, yeah, that's just easy publicity, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what? It's interesting with the Grammys. I feel like there has to be a way for them to revamp the categories a little. You know, like the way they delineate different styles of music,
right,
doesn't feel right anymore. It's weird
when you have,
you know what I mean?
When you like look at, I don't even know what it was, but the best rock album, and you look at all of those choices, and like some of them don't fit in there.
Yeah,
or alternative. Like I think the Foo Fighters were up for alternative, and they're not
right. They're, no, they're a rock and roll band.
Rock.
They're rock and roll. Yeah, they're a rock band.
But once you get into that, you know, all of a sudden you're gonna have to have 100 more categories.
Right. Or less categories.
Right.
You know, or strip just some of that, you know, separation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know,
somehow
we're both like pretty heavy music fans.
We are.
And it's funny to watch reaction, when someone I like that I have, that my idea is that a lot of people know them.
And people have
and they win, and everyone's like, who the hell, like Arcade Fire winning last year, there was a big thing, who the hell is Arcade Fire?
Right.
Or Bon Iver this year, the same thing. Like, in my universe, those are two pretty
right.
big,
we know them, and we listen to them, we've
bands.
Seen them all live.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're, well, yes. I mean, we're definitely not in the, you know, it's like how many concerts we go to in a year.
Like 50 last
yeah.
year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's, we're in a different universe for that stuff,
right.
I guess. I, you know, it would be interesting for somebody to do some sort of award show, not like
for just for me,
just for me,
the Jamie Awards.
No, but like a
and the Jamie goes to Jamie Dooner,
and the independent Jamie goes to
Jamie Dooner.
But some sort of, I don't know, I want to say like alternative award show, and I don't mean alternative music,
right?
But
I'm sure they exist. I just don't know what they are.
Right. Or some way to use an award show to actually...
The Billboard Awards. No, I'm joking. That's joking.
Dude, right.
People's Choice Awards, Scott.
Oh, yeah, I guess there is a People's Choice Awards. I don't know. Maybe it's just a it-is-what-it-is kind of system. Okay, so right now, anybody that you would say by this time next year, we're going to see a Grammy nom for it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Nothing yet. You
I'm
can't,
not listening
like,
to... like I haven't come across anything...
Tennis or anything like that.
That is like, no, I mean, maybe, but
yeah.
I think you'll see that Black Keys album up for something.
That Black Keys album will kill it.
That, but it's not going to be a like an Adele type deal.
No, but a great album.
Yeah, great album. I'm not, I haven't yet, I haven't like, there hasn't been anything recently that sort of skews mainstream that I would say. Like when I heard that Adele album last year, I was like, first of all, I bought it for my mom and gave it to her for
oh, yeah,
her birthday
man.
Or whatever. And I said, Mom, this is going to win all the Grammys next year. When I gave it to her,
right.
March of last year, I knew it, you know?
Yeah. You just haven't, that album hasn't come out for you yet that you've, I mean, it's early in the year, so.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. Maybe it's out there. I just haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. I mean, the releases right now are pretty light in general.
Yeah. I mean, there's some good albums that I've been listening to. There's an album, there's a band called Cloud Nothings. It's sort of, I don't know how to describe it. It is punky.
Brewster?
Not punky Brewster.
What's it called? What's
the band is called Cloud Nothings.
Cloud Nothings.
And the album is called,
where are they based out of, these guys?
I don't know.
Not
the internet.
Sure. YouTube sensations.
The album is called
Siri. What is the album called?
I don't have Siri on my phone.
The Cloud Nothings. They don't exist. They are in the clouds.
Attack on memory. And if you like,
what's the style? Yeah.
It's guitar, sort of harsh guitar, noise guitar, a little punky. I don't know how to describe it, but I am really enjoying it. I don't know if you would like it, Scott, but
really,
you might. You should listen to it. There's a couple songs that are skewed to the poppy side, but it's mostly kind of noise rock, and but
gotcha.
It's very good.
Right. We'll put a link to it on the site when the episode goes live.
There's also a new album by a band called Islands that I'm enjoying.
Yeah,
the album is called Asleep and Forgetting.
What was that?
Asleep and Forgetting.
Huh? What was that?
And I'm enjoying that.
And what is the style of that music, sir?
That's sort of like poppy indie rock.
Montgomery?
Poppy Montgomery.
We're having like a little rollover yeah. going on right now. It's kind of poppy indie rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm listening to those two a lot right now. And I still like that M83 album a lot from last year.
Yeah.
That might be something you see at Grammys next year.
You think so?
Yeah.
When did that come out? End of the year?
Yeah, December.
Yeah. Okay.
And that single is a monster.
Right.
Midnight City.
Yeah.
Big so that's a Grammy thing maybe next year.
Cool. All right. Well, we're gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see what happens. So that's what's going on in the music world. I think maybe next week Jamie D will introduce us to some more music that's out there in the world. I think.
Sure.
I do have to say, as the years have gone by, Jamie D is always on top of what's the up and coming in the music scene. Always, always. I mean, for years now, Jamie's like, you gotta listen to this album. Trust me, this is gonna be the next big thing. This is gonna be the next cool thing.
There have been a few occasions where I picked a huge hit single out, like months and months and months before it became.
Oh yeah,
hit
you
single.
Totally have. I've witnessed this.
Yeah.
So we'll give you some cool, fun stuff to listen to, maybe some things you haven't heard about, and, you know, we'll continue on the music trend. But now, we get what everybody's been waiting for. Food.
Yes. Food. Yes. Yes.
Food. I'm hungry, actually.
I am hungry, too. Thinking about what we're going to
talk about.
I'm definitely...
So, we went down to New Orleans. When was it? A month ago, maybe?
Yeah, about a month ago for my bachelor party.
For the bachelor party. And what did we do in New Orleans? Well, we ate.
We ate and we drank.
We ate and we drank and we listened to some music.
And we listened to some awesome music, and then we ate and then we drank and then we slept.
Right. So we're going to talk about the eating. And some of the drinking, but the eating. First place that we ate, well, I guess not really. Really, first place we all ate as a group was breakfast the second day we were there, right?
Yeah, and it was really, might be the best breakfast I've ever had in my whole life.
I'm actually going to go down and say that it is the best breakfast I've ever had. I'm going to, right now, I will proclaim that this was the best breakfast dish I've ever had.
Yeah, it was...
It was something special.
So good. It was delicious.
We went. The place was called
Stanley's.
Stanley's.
Apparently, there's two. There's Stanley's and there's Stella's. Streetcar Named Desire.
Same owners.
Okay. Stella's is the fancier. We should have gone there for dinner.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't think about that until later. I'm like, why didn't we go there? We had the best breakfast ever. Every meal was awesome. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So we went. We all sat. There were. Five of us?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Me. Yeah. So there were five of us. We all went and we sat at the counter at this restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, diner-ish feel, but nicer. Newer, you know, not like a Greasy Spoon kind of place.
Right.
We all sat at the counter. We lined up and we asked the server...
What the best thing was.
We were like, what to get?
And he said... He told us to get the Bro Bridge Benedict, but to...
Chef style,
yeah. The chef would like to make it. So...
We all ordered it.
We all ordered it. All five of us ordered the same thing. So what this was, it was a Benedict.
It's incredible.
With, instead of an English muffin, it was a piece of French bread, a piece of baguette.
And it was placed vertically on the plate.
Yes.
Well, that makes a difference.
And inside the French bread, there was like a hole cut out of the center, and it was stuffed with boudin sausage. Now, boudin can mean several things depending on where you're at in the world.
Right.
In France, it has to do with the kind of wine they use in the sausage.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But in Cajun country, It is basically they take they make a dirty rice with some sort of like pork scraps,
right?
And then they stuff that into a sausage casing, and so it's a lot. There's a lot of rice in it. So there's this. So inside this piece of French bread, there's a rice and pork stuffed sausage
in the center.
In the center, and then
it was topped with a poached egg.
Yes,
And a hollandaise sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Over it,
a Creole
hollandaise sauce, and then
there was cheese too, wasn't there?
I don't think there was cheese.
Okay,
I don't think there was cheese.
Okay,
and then along the outside of the plate, there were some bacon, just some cut up
originally,
pieces of bacon.
Originally, without the chef's
special,
it's ham and not bacon.
Right,
but we were told to get the bacon.
Right, so it was bacon, and then. Fried clams.
Oysters.
I mean, fried oysters. dude.
Cornmeal crusted fried oysters.
These were the best fried oysters.
This was the best, everything.
Why was this so good? It was unbelievably good.
It was, you could mouth
watering.
You could really individually taste every component as you ate it.
I mean, as we started to eat, I mean, you ate, first of all, they poached the eggs perfectly.
Yeah.
So they were perfectly runny. You took the fork into the eggs. The yolk ran out, and we did not talk.
No one talked. No one said a word.
I mean, until
10 minutes.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Well, we did. No, that's not true.
We looked at each other, and we're like, "Oh my god!"
Everyone was like looking at each other, just
going, "Oh my god!"
Just saying, "Oh my god!" This is the greatest thing.
Every bite, every single bite was, and the fried oysters. Like melted.
Did you like the fried oysters,
Jamie? Yeah. They melted in your mouth. I've never had fried oysters like that in my life.
No,
ever. Not.
I've never had a breakfast like that in my life.
No,
it was it was the best thing, best breakfast I've ever had. Little crystal hot sauce,
yes,
on the top to give it a spice.
Made big difference.
Delicious.
And then we had a Bananas Foster French toast to top it off.
So that was good too, but I forget.
That was just like the sweetest.
That was very good, but it wasn't the other thing was like that was the best breakfast dish, one of the best dishes
just
period
meals,
I've ever had
period.
In my whole life.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So if you are ever in New Orleans and you go, there is a line at Stanley's.
It's in Jackson Square.
I mean, it's right in the French Quarter.
Yeah. It's order the Bro Bridge Benedict chef style.
Right, and you will not be disappointed at all. At all. I want it right now.
I want to eat it too.
Right now.
So good.
So that was meal number one.
Yes.
Then we went to dinner at
Jacques Imo's. Yeah.
Which Jamie and I have been to before.
Yes. Several years ago. In our youth.
In our youth. For my 30th birthday, we went down to New Orleans.
Jeez.
We're not that old. This place, very cool joint. It's basically the restaurant's in kind of a house.
Yeah.
And there's a big bar in the front, and we got an amazing table because
we sat at the table that was sort of right off to the side of the bar. So like it's this special table.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because the people watching was great in there because you see all the people waiting.
Right.
Their tables and taking pictures.
And we kept getting shots bought for us from all the servers, and the bartenders would come over and buy us shots and do shots with us. And the food is fantastic. They have one of their signature dishes is the alligator cheesecake, which is a savory cheesecake basically made with alligator and kind of Creole spices and very flavorful. Delicious. That thing was gone in half a second.
As if an alligator had snapped it up.
Yeah. Correct. And then they have amazing cornbread at that place.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you have? What did you have? I don't remember what you got.
I had rabbit.
Oh, you had the rabbit, which was...
wasn't the best thing I ever had. But everything else that I tasted was amazing. When I went before, I had the chicken fried venison, which was really, really tasty.
Our buddy Kareem had these steak medallions that were out of this world.
Yeah, those were delicious.
I think that was the winner dish of the whole of the thing. What did I have? I had pork chops, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
With stuffed pork chops, which were
Yeah, those were really good.
Really, really delicious.
Yeah.
You know, this place is...
I don't know why I ordered the rabbit.
You want to try something different?
Yeah.
You know? Why not?
I mean, I'm regretting it.
I do have to say, the last... This was a fantastic meal. Last time we went...
It was better.
It was better.
Yeah.
It's like in my
top... It still was delicious.
Yeah. This restaurant's definitely one of my top five.
That first meal was one of my favorite meals of all time. The Correct. First time.
When we went
six or 7 years ago or whatever.
When we went that time, I had stuffed catfish, which was insane.
Yeah.
but great experience, fun. Uh-huh. Then we went next door and listened to music.
Saw the Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
Which was.
And that was awesome.
Those guys were amazing. Incredible.
Yeah.
Some good old...
New Orleans. Funk.
Funk jazz.
Yeah. Awesome.
Amazingness. Yeah. And let's see. What else did we... Oh. And then we ended the trip. Well, you ended the trip on Stanley's again.
I did.
But we went to this place called Coop's. Oh, wait. I'm even forgetting something else, though.
The beignets.
The beignets and Café au lait at what's the place? Café du Mont. Which is a very touristy, amazing place.
But they're delicious beignets, and the coffee's really good.
And you go there at, you know...
3 a.m, and there's... some really
weird, crazy people.
Weird, crazy people that work there.
Yes,
and
you, tons of powdered sugar got you get all over,
covered in powdered sugar. I mean, you look like you stepped out of Jerry Bruckheimer's office in 1985.
Yes, exactly.
Or like you're a Canon Films executive,
right? You just you walked out of a Coke den, basically, right. Is what it looks like.
Yes,
with powdered sugar. But the key to the
in fact, there was a moment where our buddy Kareem, like, he's like, "Here's the tradition," and he like picked it up and blew the powder all over
me,
all over Scott, and he did it to me too.
Yeah,
and then I just took the beignet
this was
off
the best
it,
part.
And it and there's just a plate. Completely powdered sugar, and I just dumped it on Craig's head.
We were a mess.
Yeah.
We were a mess. But the key to these... So beignet is a donut-type dish.
Yeah,
it's like a donut.
It's a fried dough.
Yeah.
In a square.
And they serve it with this tons of powdered sugar, and you get a cafe au lait drink. And the key is take the powdered sugar donut and dip it into the cafe au lait to sweeten up your coffee.
Yeah.
And then you eat the donut and stuff. It's... Great, fun experience.
Delicious.
Very delicious. And then, which brings me to Coop's. Which was this little, I guess it was not little, but.
It was kind of a hole in the wall.
Yeah, kind of hole in the wall place. Man, that fried chicken.
Yeah, that's probably the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life.
New Orleans food town, man.
It's so like, good. And the best jambalaya I ever had in my life was there, too.
Oh, that jambalaya was great. We got, like, a sampler plate of everything. Yeah. We got, like, the jambalaya.
Everything was good. Everything was delicious on the plate. Every single thing.
But that fried chicken, I just couldn't stop
eating. The jambalaya and the fried chicken, those were the two. They're kind of even for me, but they're very different.
They're
both examples of the best I've had of each thing in my life.
I mean, the flavors, there's so many different flavors going on. In both those dishes, like you just don't know what to do with yourself. Yeah. You just want to keep tasting.
I have to say, I'm a little disappointed in myself for not just ordering the fried chicken.
I know, me too.
Like because you get jambalaya with the fried chicken.
I know, but we wanted the other stuff too.
We wanted to try everything else. Was delicious, but that fried chicken was something.
Next, I go back. Special. That's what I would do. I would order fried chicken with a side of jambalaya.
Yeah,
and call it a day.
Right.
Because it was incredible. And I guess we didn't really see... I don't know if you guys saw it, but my brother was telling me in the back, outside is where they cook everything.
There's this outside
kitchen.
Huh.
And it's like this... been there for... My brother said it's been there forever. And it's really neat. I wish we would have gone back and seen it.
Yeah.
And that's where they cook everything in this open outdoor kitchen.
Nice.
It's supposed to be pretty neat.
That sounds neat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so that was our excursion in the Big Easy.
It was awesome.
We ate our way through.
A lot of other adventures at bars and crazy.
Yes, there were
crazy toothless
gentlemen
with knives. That is real. That's not. I'm not making that up.
He's not making that up in any way, shape, or form.
This person gave me lots of marriage advice.
Scary marriage advice.
And we can thank Kareem for that.
Yes, thank you, Kareem, for introducing us to Scaryville, the scary side of New Orleans. Really.
It was harmless, no, except for the knife. That was not harmless.
There was a slight moment of fear for my life when the Saints lost that game and we were in a little dive local bar.
Yeah.
I had a little frightened. I was glad to be out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
If anybody has the chance to go to New Orleans, just eat.
Go to Stanley's, go to Coop's.
Eat.
And just eat wherever.
Just eat wherever.
Just walk in a place and eat.
It's going to be good.
As long as it's not Margaritaville or Hooters or anything like that. Stay away.
From the chains.
There was a long line at McDonald's in the French Quarter. And I was just
unbelievable.
Like, that blew my mind.
I mean, especially that town. That town is a food town.
Well, it's like going to Chicago or going to San Francisco and eating at McDonald's. Like, why would you do that?
Right. Right. You have some of the best chefs in the world down there. And even just some of the little restaurants, you know? Like, I can't wait to go back and eat at some more places and try some, you know, new interesting places. We also had a good brunch, but we don't need to talk about another place.
No. Yeah, that was really good, but it wasn't as...
It was cool because they had, like, a big jazz band playing and stuff, which was fun. But we have tons of more food stuff to talk about, but we're not going to talk about it this week. But Jamie and I have a couple of other cool things in the coming weeks that we have eaten. We ate at we'll throw a little thing out there for next week maybe. We ate at this place called Black Market Liquor Bar, which Antonia from Top Chef is one of the chefs there, and we will discuss that on a future show.
Yes.
But it was
very good.
It was very good. I think that sounds like it. I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
This was good.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm glad to be back into the swing of things.
Sure, I feel like I'm a little out of it, but I'll be back.
You were still good. You talked about mountain lions. You talked about racism. Jamie, you were.
If only we could talk about a racist mountain lion. There's this movie called White Dog,
but a racist dog.
It is. It's crazy. Great movie. Samuel Fuller. It's not Peckinpah. I think it's Samuel Fuller. His last movie that he made. It was so controversial, never came out in the United States, that he never made another movie again.
No way.
Christy McNichol, maybe 79 or 1980, something like that. The whole premise is she rescues this dog. She hits a dog out on the street, and she takes it to the vet, you know, because she feels bad. And no one else will take it. She can't, you know, if she gives it to the pound, they'll put it down or whatever. So she takes it home. Becomes her dog, and she still wants to give it away. But one night, a burglar breaks in, and he's in his ski mask and all that.
Right.
And the dog like
goes crazy,
protects her, and like basically pushes the burglar out a window. And so she's like, "Now I have to keep this dog; it saved my life." And
it goes into killing.
So she takes it to the set. She's an actress, and this dog's all happy. And then an African American actress walks in. Dog goes ape shit and it attacks her.
Oh my God.
And she starts to realize that every time the dog sees someone of color, it starts going nuts.
Wow.
And so she starts asking around, like, why would it be like this? And what they find out is that it was sort of a dog that like the Klan or a white supremacist group had trained like for, you know, to be like a riot dog.
Oh,
you know,
crazy.
And so the whole movie becomes about how she is trying to break the dog back into not being like that.
Wow.
It's really, really brutal, but interesting movie.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Criterion came out with it last year. It was the first time it ever been
released
in the United States.
It's got Criterion on there now too.
It is on Netflix though.
Yeah.
White Dog. Interesting movie.
Fascinating. All right. That does it for the show today. If you want, you can follow us on Twitter at ScottyG7 and
BSTRDMONKEY.
The bastard monkey lives. and hopefully you'll join us next week where we cover some more technology, entertainment, and food stuffs.
Maybe Academy Awards next week.
Yes, as seeing as they're on Sunday, we'll do a little Academy Awards recap. I think that'll be good. So
and I'll tell you about all the movies I hated.
I like it. I'm Scott.
I'm Jamie.
Thanks for listening.